Right. Hello and welcome to the first An Idiot at Home podcast. Well, it's a sort of podcast anyway. We'll see how it goes. Originally, it was going to be like a live broadcast on a website called Spreaker.com, but I thought if it was a live broadcast, no one would listen at the time, so it would be pretty much pointless doing that. So I thought I may as well do it as a podcast. I've managed to bring someone in and actually help us with it rather than doing it by myself, so I can share the blame if it actually goes wrong.
Hey!
it's my friend Carl. Like, I've known him ages. Like, you alright?
Aye, can.
Smash it. Right. We're going to be talking mostly about music. Well, maybe. Probably end up going off on some tangents anyway. More than likely. So, this is Carl.
Hello.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, my name's Carl for one.
Smashing.
Smashing. I am really into my music. I go to music uni and study music alongside a business course, which I don't really like the business at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, I possibly hate it. And
harsh words.
But I do love the music though, and it's pretty much all I've done ever since school. I play in a band. I've played all sorts of venues and stuff. We'll get onto that. So. That's pretty much me. Like, there's nothing. I'm really boring apart from that. Like, no one ever talks to us or likes us, so I'm just happy to be here.
Just lucky he's got something to do. Right. You mentioned you're in a band. Can you say anything about that?
Well, we've had quite a bit of local success and stuff. We've been in all sorts of competitions. We've played pretty major venues and stuff. We've recently come off a support gig with the Alarm at the main stage at the O2 Academy in Newcastle, which was a pretty good gig.
Got Stanway Tremonti, didn't you?
Oh, I had my foot up on the monitor. You should have seen us. But that's all I don't know, because I would. Nah, I don't know. It's just good crack. It's always good crack. We're all over the internet and stuff on YouTube and all that sort of crap, and you know, we got a few views and stuff on one of our videos. Just been shooting a music video for our single, which was the IOP, which has just recently been released.
Lovely plug.
A what?
It was a lovely plug.
Aye. Get it watched now.
If I can be bothered, I might post the link up after this.
Should do. People might be interested.
We'll see how it goes. See if anyone listens to this first. Right. Have you got any plans to do any solo stuff or?
Well, I'm always playing like me own little acoustic guitar-y stuff. I write my own music alongside music with the band. But it is mainly based around the band. I mean, my own acoustic stuff is more just a hobby. So,
yeah.
You know, I always go to buskers nights. I always keep myself busy playing and stuff. So should be good crack.
Sounds alright, that, like.
It is.
Alright, that's the end of the first section. Well, let's say the first section. It was two sections, but we bashed through both of them. No point in splitting them up even more.
Because I'm such a boring person, I like to do things just quickly. You know what I mean?
Just get them all out of the way.
Just get them done.
Right, so yeah, that was the end of the first one. The next one, we'll be talking more about actual music and what Carl likes himself. This is the second part, like I say, talking more about music, if that sounds right. Yeah. Got a few questions I'm going to ask him. First one's, are you listening to anything in particular at the moment?
Well, normally when I listen to music, it's when I'm sat bored on the bus or something,
yeah.
And I just stick my phone on random, and what seems to be coming on more so now is probably Tremonti, and
yes.
Surprisingly Toto.
Loves
a bit of Toto.
This is just them saying four songs or something again.
Yeah. Well, it starts off with that little like drum beat. Africa will come in. I'll be like, I'm enjoying this. I'm gonna leave this on. And then it'll like, you know, hold the line will come on, and then all of a sudden it'll just be this massive, like, riff coming out from Tremonti, and it's like,
blows your tits off.
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm just there concussed on the bus, and everyone's like, "There's something wrong with that lad," and I never get any help.
I was gonna say with Toto, I've got the greatest hits on me iTunes, but it's like it's about 30 songs or something. And some of them seem like really obscure album tracks that I'm never ever going to listen to. So probably it's just worth deleting them off and keeping. Is it Make Believe,
aye,
Rosanna,
yeah,
Africa, and Hold the Line? So they don't. I think you see the sort of the list of songs on my iTunes, and then the players next to them.
Yeah,
is there any of them four I ever get listened to?
And the bass line on 99 that always just gets the groove going.
I think I'm listening to that one. I'll have to give that a bit of a go.
Get it listened to. It's good. It's good.
Is there anything else or?
Way apart from all the
anything obscure?
The usual, but no, not really. I leave the obscure music for when I'm just sat alone being like obscure.
Smashed off your face.
When the wine's out, you know I'm going to be doing something really strange.
Was it, is it Enigma?
Enigma. Aye. Listen to some monks getting off it.
Oh, that's just what you want to hear after a bottle of wine, isn't it?
Oh yeah, you just sit there, sat there with your bottle of wine, all you can hear is and you're just like, that speaks to me.
You see that? You're just getting a little demonstration of his musical talent there, mind.
Oh, it's second to none. Second to none.
I treasure that for the rest of your life. But even though I've known you for like 11 years, I sort of had to generalise these questions.
Aye.
So it makes it actually tolerable for people to listen to, rather than just having a conversation. But the next one I've got is, what instruments do you play?
Predominantly guitar.
Yeah.
I can play a little bit like bass, because I know I play guitar.
Yeah.
A little bit of keyboards, a little bit of drums, but nothing major. Like, I would never like blow someone's mind by how much I can play.
Like a slap bass solo.
Yeah,
sort
yeah.
Of Flea
never,
or Victor Wooten style.
Oh, no, I don't have the things for that. Sausage fingers.
I know. His thumb's like kind of links or something. We say you've got a ukulele, you can play a bit of
A little bit on that, yeah, a few chords. But I need to look at the chords, because I can never just remember them.
I haven't played mine in ages, and I bought that expensive one that's just been in the little zip bag for
it.
Still
ages sounds
now.
Nice, still sounds nice. I can hear it now. Just humming
still, the neck will still be smooth as out.
Oh, don't be bringing out the smoothness of that neck, mind.
I might have to go and get it after this, like, just stroke it for a little bit.
Ukulele's neck is what he's on about. Just
by the way,
yeah.
Just to like clarify, we don't want any sort of wrong crowd listening to this, expecting anything.
Some weird bearded man scratching himself.
That, that's a bit generalisation, saying all paedophiles have beards.
We're 20 year old, he's not going to be a paedophile.
I was going to say, I should really edit that bit out afterwards, but I'm not going to. I was just looking at the sheet that I've got there, and I was just mind blank trying to read my own writing. The next one I've got is, what particular gear do you use?
Guitar wise, I play PRS Custom 22, which for a long time was like the main one. It was like, I love that guitar,
yeah.
But I still do. But then I thought, I fancy something a little bit different. And I have a Fender American Deluxe, which is now my pride and joy alongside the PRS.
It's lovely, like.
It is lovely. It's got a smooth neck, like ukulele.
That's a smooth neck. Like.
It was
can't knock a Fender either.
No, the tone that just comes out of it is unreal.
Nice bit of balance between the two guitars as well.
Oh yeah, you can like, you know, get your nice bluesy sort of nice tubey sounds out of your Fender, and if you ever just want to kick someone in the teeth, you can just pull out the PRS and
just turn the distortion gain up.
The riffs that come out.
Throwing a few power riffs out.
A few like Zakk Wylde vibratos and stuff, and it's top notch. Like, and I normally play them through me Blackstar, which. I wasn't sort of like, you know, out looking for a Blackstar. I wanted to go out and like pick up like a Marshall, you know.
Yeah.
But when I was looking around, you know, I played through a few, and for the money, I thought, can I go wrong with a Blackstar?
What was that one we were watching a video for on YouTube the other day? It was like a little tiny one. Was it a PRS one?
I'd have probably been a little PRS amp. I've never played through one of them yet, but
they were class, them, like.
Sound nice.
It's definitely something I would like to have a go on, even though I only play about four chords. Is there any sort of gear that you would like to like maybe it's your next guitar. I know you want an acoustic, but if you were to get, you could have any guitar, you had the money for any guitar.
I wouldn't mind another PRS.
Another PRS.
But if it was a, in the acoustic side as well, I wouldn't mind a PRS acoustic, because I've seen them, and you know, I just got a feeling that they're just going to be nice, because I really wanted a Taylor. But I don't know, I still want to play one of these before I set my mind on
that.
That
was just to give them both a go, aren't
it? Yeah, exactly. But I don't know where to find, because I look round in the shops and I can never find anywhere that sells them.
See, I've never seen a, I know they exist, but I've never actually seen one.
I've only ever seen it on the website, and I'd rather play one before getting one.
Just play a picture of it.
Aye.
Cut out the catalogue. I'll go stay up. Right, the next one, I'll probably take a little bit longer, but I think it'll be good crack, like. Your favourite artists, musicians, like, any particular, maybe it's top five or anything, like, any particular that you really like above anything else, and have they influenced you in terms of your playing and songwriting and stuff like that?
Well, electric guitar wise and stuff, when I'm looking around, I always go back to Guthrie Govan.
Loves a bit of Guthrie.
Wore Guthrie there with his, like, silky licks and that. Fantastic.
Superb.
Odd, but, and he plays one of them Sir guitars, which I really should have mentioned in the gear question, because, like, I wouldn't mind one of them. But no, he's definitely
probably not expecting me to edit that in there. Like.
No, it's alright, They know now, they know. I hope they know. There's obviously David Gilmour. You cannot knock David Gilmour, his phrasing second to none. John Mayer, he probably has influenced a lot of me sort of songwriting style thing. I just I love him. If there was ever a person that I could just walk up to and just stroke the face and not get called gay for it, it might be John Mayer.
That's a big shout, that, mind.
It is.
Is that something you put a lot of thought into?
No. Yes.
Is that just like riffing off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Under pressure to think of stuff to say.
Yeah. No, it's generally what I think about on a night. So you know.
Before you go to sleep.
Yeah. If I ever fancy, like, just, you know, I'm not actually going to say the bit I was about to say there, because
we don't want this going like sort of 18 rated or above or something.
No,
like. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Don't know who's listening to this.
The question's going to get harder now. I've got to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I was going to say, once we get into the next part, there's a few questions that could go the wrong way.
That's okay. We'll wait till the next part now.
Right. Any more? Any, like, sort of mentioned Gilmour, Walgoven, and John Mayer there?
I think a guy that I've looked at recently, thanks to you, actually, Matt Corby.
My tears coming in there, like.
Aye. Just his songs are just, every song's just easy listening. His vocals are just class.
Aye. So he's got a range on him, like.
Oh, aye.
Like his balls being put under a mallet or something like that.
Oh. He was tortured as a child.
Aye. Might have to edit that bit out as well, like, so. I hope if I ever sort of get to a point where I can ask people that I had to join, or I say joiners, they're not going to come to my house and sit on the couch like we are on a Wednesday afternoon at sort of 1 o'clock and do a slightly shoddy music podcast. I hope he never actually listens to this and he hears that part.
No.
Because I'm going to see him in June, and I would sort of like not to be escorted out the building and beaten.
He'll just tap you down, make sure you don't have any mallets on you.
Yeah. Right. The next one we've got is sort of along the similar lines. Any favourite albums or any that stick out above any of this?
Probably either the new one by Black Swan Cherry, it's between the
Devil
and
the
Deep Blue
Sea.
Yeah, that's the one. I love that. Every song in that was just absolutely,
it's a big
shout
that I wasn't expecting that.
Oh,
it's
no,
caught me
no,
off guard.
No. Oh, aye. Because I'm just thinking about the more recent ones, because before that was AB3, then that one came out.
I can't believe how long it's been since that, actually.
It's been a while.
Apparently they've got 6 songs wrote for the new one.
Cannot wait.
Apparently they're sort of all in pre-production now. It's going to be class.
And then there's Tremonti's album as well, All I Was, which is top notch album.
That's lovely, that, mind. Pretty lovely.
I can't really think about it, because apart from albums, I just sort of like listen to selected
songs
tracks
in between.
Yeah, so. album wise.
Not one for remembering names either.
I can't remember anything at all. Not just names, I just.
I think that's why I'm a bit of a sort of folklore hero around these parts. Is that I can actually remember names.
Yeah, yeah. When you come out with one of them corkers, like, oh, who's this actor that was in there? And you just, you're straight there.
It was Joe Pesci, wasn't it?
Joe Pesci.
And he blew you and Stephen out of seats.
I couldn't actually just. Nah. me inside bits became outside bits, so.
I love when you say that. It's one of my favourite things in life. Being able to make that happen.
Everything that was inside him was just spilled out everywhere, and that was because of me.
It's just dropped.
Some strange things have been said.
You see, I was expecting tangents, but some of them have been actually quite normal, considering normal conversations we have.
Yeah,
right. See, if this microphone wasn't on, you wouldn't even want to hear what they're saying. Right, we'll move on to the next one. This one was the one I wrote it down. I thought, that's a brilliant question, that mind.
Alright.
So, if you could have an open band, you've got two guitarists,
right,
a rhythm and a lead, you've got a bass, a drummer, and the front man, singer, who would you pick?
Right. Is there any particular order you want me to go through this in?
No, just anyone
right
that you would like to fill in first.
Right. I'll probably have Miles Kennedy on lead vocal.
Yeah, and he can chip in with a big guitar. No?
And he can chip in with a big guitar.
So you're being cheeky there. You're bending the rules. I made them rules
the
clear enough. Like,
does it have to be specifically lead rhythm, or can he do like a shared bit?
I mean, it was just the sort of, so you didn't like, if you wanted to pick a rhythm, it should be anything. Just two guitarists, really.
It would be War Guthrie.
Is he going on lead?
He's going on lead. He's going to have to. And probably he's Tremonti for the rhythm and a bit of lead every now and again. Just because of his chords that he does.
Yeah.
Like the voicing of the chords are just always, look, they're just massive open. Them chords, aye.
Them
that's a technical term.
Yeah. Say he goes to university and studies and stuff like.
Then bass, Victor Wooten.
I tell you what, this is going to be experimental. This, like,
oh, you'll never hear music like it ever.
But the thing is, though, out the three of them so far, sorry, the three sort of instruments, bar and Miles Kennedy so far, it is just going to be a battle of who can take the lead.
Aye.
So I can imagine, like, when we went to see Alter Bridge and we were sort of stood right on the stage.
Aye.
And we were stood right near Mark Tremonti's amp.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we went to this gig of this super freak band where it's Guthrie Govan, Victor Wooten, Miles Kennedy and Mark Tremonti, all of which will have a guitar or bass.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they're going to have an amp each. Maybe he's...
Yeah.
Is it... I don't think you sort of appreciate the level of what's going to happen there.
It's clear to me that everyone in there, as soon as just the first note gets hit, is just basically going to spontaneously combust.
That's what you want from a gig, wasn't it?
Yeah. Everyone's inside bits will be outside bits. They'll be floating and drowning in their own excrement, more than likely.
See, if you're paying £30 for a gig ticket, I suppose you want some effect. Some of which is like...
Sod the pyrotechnics. Yeah. Let's see everyone floating around in shit.
Some people go to see a particular song.
Mm.
Or some people go to see a band. They say, oh, I really enjoy that band. I like that latest album. We just love when it... inside bits become outside bits.
Oh, that seems to be an ongoing
theme
here.
That's the sort of pinnacle when you know you've reached it.
Yeah.
When Mark Tremonti puts his foot up on that amp, gets the neck of the guitar and starts stroking
doing
it.
Them little legato licks.
Yeah.
Oh.
He knows what's happening.
He knows. All the women are tingling. All the men are jealous that the women are tingling.
Yeah, they wish they could sort of make their women tingle in that way.
I haven't even mentioned a drummer yet.
Oh, Christ.
Ooh, drummer. Drummer, that's a tricky one. Probably... Gavin Harrison.
Again, you've gone experimental, eh, Matt?
Experimental.
See, they all set... I mean, apart from the front man and rhythm guitarist, you've got some session musicians,
oh,
in here.
Did I say
that right there? Or did I go
musicians?
Sort of, like... Lispy?
Lispy. Session musicians. That's not even a lisp, I just said it weird.
That, you say that, that sound like you had a mouthful of cornflakes or something.
I don't even like cornflakes.
Yeah, we're not, we haven't been paid by cornflakes to mention it or anything.
We'll just put a beep over every time someone mentions beep.
Oh, that was lovely.
That was good, that, wasn't it? I even put that one in for you.
I didn't even have to do that myself.
That.
Right, so, Gavin Harrison on drums, Victor Wooten on bass.
Aye.
It's going to be kind of rhythm, that, like.
Oh.
Then guitarists are going to have to pull their socks up to match that, like.
Aye,
then we've got Guthrie, Govan, Mark Tremonti on the guitar. And Warren Miles singing.
Mm-hmm.
With them golden tonsils.
I can't even imagine what sound would come out of them, to be honest.
I think they would play the first note of the song and it would just like go, do you know, like in films where it goes golden and the light comes too much.
Yeah.
I think that would happen.
That
would
probably happen, and then no one will know what happened apart from the people that are in the room. You'll never be able to record it, just because anything that sort of wants to record it would just break instantly.
Yeah.
And then everyone would just, they'd leave and their eyes would be just glowing, and then you know, there'll be stuff coming out of their ears that looks like shiny golden liquid stuff, and then that you'll never be able to know what
it
they've listened
like
to.
A really bad acid trip or something.
The way it will be.
See, if I would like to go and see it purely for the terms that if recording material broke, it won't be like that time I went to see Train. I was stood behind that little sort of foreign girl, trying not to be discriminatory, who had her BlackBerry in front of my face the entire time, and I had to watch the gig through the BlackBerry screen.
Yeah. That's always a horrible thing. Anyone who does that at the gig, by the way, I don't
mind taking the odd photo.
If you like,
you've paid a few notes.
But I'd rather watch it as opposed to watching it on my phone.
Yeah, I suppose I'd rather enjoy it there and then than sort of recording it all and going home and looking at that on my phone.
Well, it's going to be crappy, isn't it? It's not going to be like being there. It sort of takes the essence away from
it. Yeah, especially if you're me trying to record it. And there's a girl in front of you who's also recording, so you're just recording the back of her head.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone at that Train gig seemed to be about 7'3". And I was stood with Gary Longlegs out there.
Oh, wait, I'm a short lad, so everyone's 7'3" to me. Like, it's just...
I would sort of go, oh, but I'm only about half an inch taller. Right, on to the next question. That one dragged on a bit, but it was lovely filling that, like. We've got a tiny bit of time on this. Right. As a sort of offshoot of that question, if you could play with any musician, it doesn't have to be one of them in this Super Freak band, it'd be anyone,
mm-hmm.
and you're only allowed to play one song,
mm-hmm.
who would it be and what song?
I would play Comfortably Numb.
I knew it. I was almost going to call it before you said it. As soon as I read the question out, I was sort of scanning through my head, and I got it down between two: Eric Clapton,
mm-hmm.
and Pink Floyd.
That's not a bad shout. No, it would be definitely Comfortably. If he was kind enough to let us take that solo at the end, like,
I think he'd probably rather you than Roger Waters.
Way, maybe.
Because they hate each other now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see why. Because Roger Waters is a bell end. Right. I just want to clarify that. None of the people recording this actually think Roger Waters is a bell end, just in case there's anyone sort of lawyerish listening to this who fancy a go.
Aye.
Bring it on! Did it, man?
don't entice them in.
You never know who's actually going to try and get some combo off me. I'm bloody skinned. Right. On to the last question of this section, which is taking 20 minutes.
Fucking hell.
Swearing, man.
I got a shock.
You didn't even blink it for us. Right. Oh, we were going to leave this one out.
Were we?
Yeah. I said we had that sort of super secret meeting before we started recording this, where I sort of said, do you fancy leaving that one out?
Ah, right.
Would you want to have a go at it, or?
Ask it anyways.
Right. You have one question to ask anyone from music history, who and what would it be?
I haven't got a fucking clue.
Right, that section. That was the part where on the notes I put main body of the interview. I say interview, it's been very informal. But that's the seven questions, sort of, maybe six if you don't class the last answer as a question. Right, anyway. Yeah, that was that part, the main body. The next part is a bit that I've been looking forward to and fearing. for particular reasons, but it's the questionnaire you normally see on Inside the Actor's Studio with James Lipton, who is an absolute legend, by the way. It's the questionnaire he uses from Bernard Pivot's French interviewing programme. I'm not sure what that is. I should know that, but I don't. But yeah, I'm going to ask Carl that questionnaire. And then after that, bit of a... the part where I've got called End, which should be fun.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Absolutely starving. Right, that's in part two. Lovely. This is the third part. Yeah, third part. Right. This is the question I was just talking about from the Inside the Actor's Studio. It's 10 questions that, like I said, that James Lipton normally asks the famous person. And you get all these sort of nice, sort of philosophical answers, but I can't really see that answering now. Right, let's get on to it. The first one is, what is your favourite word?
No, probably be banana, just because you can drag it out for as long as you want.
Just keep sticking them in and ears on.
Yeah, yeah. You can just be banana, na 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 until someone just, you know,
gets that annoyed that they throw one off you.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get a free banana out of it. So
I might try that actually.
No, see,
it's a lovely answer that mate. So flip side of that, what is your least favourite word?
Least favourite word, don't know, probably something I can't pronounce, like, yeah. Suppository. What's that thing where someone, like, they want you to take a tablet but put it up the wrong end? Can't say that word, so it's probably that one. Plus it doesn't sound very comfortable.
Nah, I can't imagine it. What's wrong with through the mouth, like?
Exactly. They might taste that bad that they just think...
I think it's because it gets in your system quicker, but still, you don't want to be...
No, no, that's for things to come out of, not for things to go in.
We're hitting some some ground here. Right, this is the one that sort of could have gone either way. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or sexually? Also, just realised I've asked my mate that.
I mean, does it all have to be the same thing? Because it's hard to find a link between them things.
Is just anything? What turns you on creatively?
A nice summer's day.
Oh, that's lovely, that man.
Oh, yeah.
My heart was going there. I was thinking, I'm going to have to cancel this before it's even started.
When I'm absolutely rat-arsed in the back garden on an afternoon.
Yeah, that turned for worse there. Yeah, I thought that's a lovely answer. I wasn't expecting that. Then bang, you had to throw that one in. Sort of again, the flip side of that. Fuck. What turns you off?
Annoying people.
Yeah, I think that can be pretty much anyone, can't it?
That pretty much is everyone.
Cheers.
Not you. We get buddies in that, it's alright.
Podcast buddies?
Aye. Podcast buddies. No.
That's the theme tune now.
Just take that little bit out and just put it on a loop.
Yeah.
Or put some massive reverb on it and just like, phew, make it. No, don't do that.
See if someone's listening to their earphones and just going.
Oh, it could sound quite creepy because it was quite quiet.
It sounded like a small kid's voice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's never what you want, is it?
No. You don't want your podcast.
You listen to a smashing music podcast, and then you hear a kid, and you're like, "Fuck, damn it, that's all I get."
It's all right. People will be all right about it. I think.
All right. If I say it's got a bit of swearing in.
Yeah, yeah. Just put a sticker on it.
Disclaimer on or something like that.
Says,
otherwise, hey, I'll get sued to fuck. Right. On the next one, what sound or noise do you love? I've got a feeling I know what this might be.
There's gonna be a few, like, and I think this is going to throw you, like, but the sound of when you walk on fresh snow, that crunchy sound,
that's caught me off that, like,
oh,
I was expecting the first note of Davey Gilmour's solo and Comfortably Numb
whilst he's walking on snow.
That'd be too much. I don't think anyone could take it. Was enough, the first note of the solo, when you melt, oh, when your face does actually fall off and you're scrambling on the floor trying to pick it up and put it back on.
That's why it never happens, because he does that and people's face melt. I mean, if it's warm enough for your face to melt,
I've got an idea.
Snow's gonna melt.
I was gonna say, if he's walking on snow playing it and you're watching and listening to him playing it,
right,
the snow will be quite cold,
mm-hmm,
and it will reduce the melt.
So then you can sit there without worrying about picking, yeah, your face up and enjoy,
oh,
the rest of the solo.
Just plunge your face in the snow.
It's like, da da da.
Get all the sizzling off.
Yeah, I just noticed that we're actually recording this and no one is looking at what I was doing there.
Yeah, you
so
did a quite funny action there. But so, again, it's the sort of downfall of podcasting.
It is.
Right. What sound or noise do you hate?
Me own noise. I can't stand listening to myself.
Oh, this is buggered this up, isn't
it? I don't know. So I'm never going to listen back to this. So that's
one listener gone straight away. Even I'm not listening to this. See, see that what I would have chose there is, do you know them holographic card things you used to be able to
scraping
get?
Your nails on it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's nasty. That makes my it's like, if what you don't know is we're sat on like a leather couch here, but if someone scratched that while I'm sat on this, my ass would tear this couch to bits. Oh,
that's a horrible thought. But yeah. I'd have to sit here and sort of like witness that.
I'd say you'd be dragged towards it also. <No.
laughs> Trying to scrape away on the floor that's actually covered in that material. So if I'm trying to scrape away from that,
didn't mind. Even now, it's making me teeth itch. Right, that was a crack answer again. I think it was more for my answer. Right, what is your favourite curse word?
I don't know. So if someone annoys us, what would I call them?
Which is what curse word do you like using? I mean, we've used a few of them in here.
I've got a few. I don't know, I like calling people a bell end. That's a good one.
No, it's a good one, that.
It just sort of puts
it's nicely rounded and everyone knows what you're on about there.
Exactly. Just, you, my friend, are a bell end. And then it's just...
He's not talking to you, by the way.
I was. Anyway. Whoever's listening right now, I'm talking to them. I'm not really. I'm
that
not really
one person.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of curse words that I normally call people. Because normally, if I'm really, really annoyed, I generally won't call people bad words. Right. I normally do it when I'm just having a laugh.
Right.
You know, and then there's some words that I would say I don't really, you know, like a word that I don't actually. Are you going to ask us what word I don't? This is the I don't like word, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't particularly.
No, what was your favorite curse word?
Oh, right. Yeah, probably bellend.
Right, he's gone for bellend. It's nice that. What profession would you like to do other than your own? And in this case, he is a musician, because we had to sort of generalise the question again, otherwise we could have been here for fucking weeks.
Like a pair of bell ends. what would I want to be? I don't know, something really exciting, like deep sea diver or something like that. I don't know. I've never really thought about it.
That was I had an idea in my head of what you would have said there, and it's massively let me down.
Sorry.
I thought, like, wine taster or something like that.
You know what? I'm going to go for that.
I'm
going for wine taster, because I didn't mind some wine.
See, also, I would like to mention on this podcast that in the future, we will be bringing a book out entitled The Co-op's Finest, £5 bottles of wine or less.
Aye.
So, I mean, I think we've tried them all now.
I think we've gone through.
I mean, every now and again, we branch out to the old 10 quid.
Yeah.
But that's just every now and again.
That's for special occasions.
You can't do that every time.
That's when we start listening to obscure music.
Yeah. That's when stuff like the Mars Volta and stuff that plays when the time signature is just like, it's like 47 or something like that. You just don't know what's happening.
Well, you have to have wine then, because then you don't have to understand what's happening.
Yeah, you just appreciate
every single individual note is perfect in its own way, so you don't have to think about how they put them together.
Summed that very nicely there.
Yeah.
What profession would you hate?
Anything stuck behind a desk or something like that.
Mm.
I don't think I could cope
with
that.
I would hate to be
what?
An eye surgeon.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't be doing that, mind.
I can't imagine
what kind
slicing
of sick bastard
eye.
Wants to fiddle with people's eyes when I wear.
Oh, you get some fucked up people, that's why. They're just like, what do you want to be when you're older? Someone that just like does something that is just horribly wrong and should never be done.
Yeah.
And just, oh. It's like, whoever thought a good idea would be a vet? Because, I mean, some of the stuff they do, they, oh, me cow's pregnant, I need to go and phone a vet. So you phone a vet, and this guy comes along, puts on a really long glove, and sticks his hand up a cow's arse.
That is a long glove, that, like.
So, yeah, it wouldn't be the
arse. I'd want the full body latex suit.
You plan on climbing inside this cow?
No, it's just if I get to my shoulder and I need to go any further.
Yeah.
Then
yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't want, like,
you can
sort
pop your head in and just check where you're looking.
I would want no eye holes, I would nothing. I would.
Wait. It is just a horrible thought, but apparently as well, you know, if they don't particularly like it, which I can understand, if, you know, a cow's not going to like you sticking your arm up its backside. What if it just clenches or something, or decides to turn around and see what you're doing, and then your arm's just buggered then, isn't it?
It's not clean off.
Completely gone. And then how do you explain that as well? I mean, people have like one like arm missing. And they've generally got a good story behind it and got blew off. I got in a knife fight with a midget.
that is a good story. I'd like to hear that story.
But no, I was attempting to shove my arm up a cow's arse.
But if you were attempting, naturally that would sort of... You had a go and the cow turned around and bit your arm clean off. In case that is a good story.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If I had my arm snapped off by a cow's arse, I would sort of... just like stay inside all of the time.
Never
I wouldn't
leave the
go
house.
Out because
never leave the house.
You would be on the news. Everyone would know who you are.
Yeah, and they'll probably just give you some sort of strange nickname. I can't even think of what kind of nickname it would be.
I can't even think of one. I'm normally quite
yeah,
snappy.
Yeah,
but, like,
I'd need to take some time to think about
that.
That
would,
like,
the one that popped into my head is there's that bloke that had his arm snapped off by a cow.
It doesn't arse. Really roll That's off a, the tongue, though, does it?
By the time you shout that, I'm in the street. You would have been pissed off.
I'm trying. Oh man, I'm gonna have to think of a name now. Another time.
With that's the second one in the bag. That's the second podcast sorted for that one question.
That should be one of the questions that you ask on air. What would you nickname someone who had their arm snapped off by a cow's arse?
That's something that you said, cow's arse. There, by the way.
Did it?
Yeah. We'll edit that out. Sorry.
I'm sure I said a cow's arse, but if I said cow's arse, then. Yeah. You know, if anyone wants to try and shove the arm up my arse.
No, we're not doing that. If heaven exists, what would you like God to say when you reach the pearly gates?
So what do you think about that? Because it's just going to get better.
Oh, that is beautiful, that was quick, that.
That was
I'd have said, I'd have had something, like, that's a smashing effort, that lad.
Aye. Oh, here's a pint. Well done.
Or God just doesn't bother, he just leaves a note saying champion for like a pint of Guinness or something.
Oh, I don't know,
it's great stuff.
You might even be there and yeah, just you have a welcome mat. That would be nice enough for me, just a welcome mat, because at least I don't feel like I'm intruding.
Yeah, it would be your own welcome mat, though. I wouldn't want anyone else's welcome mat, because if you think the amount of people that have gone to heaven, the amount of people that would have walked on that welcome mat, it'd be waterfuck.
Yeah, definitely. Plus, you know, heaven seems like to be quite a distance away. You never know what someone could step in anything and then use that mat to wipe it off.
That bloke with his arm snapped off, he could be up there.
Exactly, aye. Pooh.
But he in his arm juice or that.
Wait, his arm juice.
Oh, right. That was the rather serious questionnaire used by James Lipton and Bernard Pivot, or James Lipton on Inside the App Studio, which we've sort of turned it into our own. I think we won that question now.
No, definitely.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be using that anymore.
No.
I think he's going to ring up and say that was smashing that. That's like the epitome.
Yeah.
I've had Will Smith, I've had Al Pacino, I've had James Gandolfini, I've had everyone on this stage, but that was lovely, that.
Round of applause.
Yeah, there was only two people in the room, so smashing round of applause. Both of us did it, so.
I reckon you should edit more claps in there.
I would have if it was on sonar.
No, because what you could do then is then you could leave it a little bit afterwards as well and say there was only two people and everyone think we have loads of arms.
Yes. He just blow up with his arm. He would just have to slap himself. Oh, well, it's actually took a lot longer than I thought it was going to. I thought this was going to be 10 minutes. But we've...
And I'm starving now. I need a haircut. I need to go for a haircut.
How was them two linked though?
I like to eat me hair.
Are we going to Guapo's?
Aye.
But that bloke's just going to do your hair exactly the same. Oh, that bloke from Guapo's is going to listen now. Right, we're not sponsored by Guapo's. Or the bloke who has his hair. Or does his hair. Does. Sorry, I paused that up. I'm not going to even mention it anymore.
No, I know you're going though. They're all going to have to think about it though. We'll just let them think about
it. The bloke at Guapo's, in Shotton where we live, sort of cuts people, obviously cuts people's hairs.
Does
hair. But he always styles the person's hair that he's cut the exact same way that he has his. Which is always the sort of trendy, I've just done air quotation marks, the sort of trendy way that lads have their hair at the time. But like, he puts about 4 tons worth of wax in your hair. And you go out and your sort of head's resting on your shoulder because he's put that much shite in it.
So if you ever see me walking around shop with my head on my shoulder,
he's not just trying to eat.
Yeah. I've gone and had my hair cut.
Smashing. Well, right, that's the end of it. Actually, I am starving as well, so we'll probably wrap this up quite quickly. If you've listened to it, cheers. I can't say anything more. Because I can't sort of say thank you for listening, because we don't know if anyone actually will. So God knows how this is going to go. We're going to attempt to edit it all together, put a few other bits in, and there'll be a song after this which will be Comfortably Numb, because that's the one Carl picked. So we'll see if we can put that in. If it's not in and it sort of ends when I stop speaking, I'm sorry, but I couldn't put the song on. I shouldn't have made any promises. Bollocks. Right, like I say, thanks for listening. If you have, I'd like to thank Carl for being a good sport, for coming in and answering a few questions and that.
Should be at home with the pup.
You what?
I should be at home with the pup.
Aye, with the pup.
He's probably tearing my kitchen apart.
What, Binky?
What, Binky?
The legend. The legend, the man, the legend. Right, yeah, right, so thanks to Carl for coming here to my house like he would have anyway. I just happened to have a microphone at the time, so yeah, if you see him in the streets or anything, just like talk to him or hug him or ask him a question or like stroke his face or something.
Or leave me the fuck alone, either one would be nice.
He doesn't like being left alone. He loves being stroked on the chin. He loves it. I sort of died quickly there, didn't
I? Did I?
Like, no. Moving quickly on. This is the latest part of a blog that I run, which is entitled An Idiot at Home, which is what the podcast is now called also. It's the website for it, which you should know because you would get to it from, you'd get to this podcast from the website. But the website is www.jamesproudlock.com, which is brilliant. I love it. It has a bit of this and that. It's usually sort of, I run a song of the day feature, and every now and again I'll put another kind of post on where, at the moment I've got 3 parts of my top 40 albums of all time. So obviously I'm up to the last part, which will be 10-1, to get that finished, and hopefully that'll be done quite soon. Depending on how well this goes and how many people actually bother to listen to it, I might do another one and it might have a different guest, or I might just get Carl in again and ask him the same questions. in case I can't be bothered to think of anything more. Or with Mike Taylor, I don't know. A chance to be just music again, maybe he's with someone else or another person coming in and joining us, and then we can both ask the questions, which I think would be a lot better. Less pressure on me doing thumbs to myself there. So yeah, there might be another one in the future. If you enjoyed this, then let us know, because I would like to know so it's not pointless. But yeah, if you want to let us know, comment on the blog, or it'll be on YouTube and SoundCloud, I hope, to try and get them on there. And you can tweet me at James Proudlock, all one word. It'd be lovely if you did. I love it. I love being tweeted stuff.
I should tweet you more often.
Yeah, just pictures of stuff.
Aye.
Like that one I got tweeted, I think it was yesterday or the day before. That was brilliant, that.
Which one was that?
The alpaca one.
Oh, yeah.
I've ruined the joke again. The alpaca one. But, right, cancel that now. Cancel it. Stop this now. It's dragging on, and this bit's nearly been 20 minutes as well. I'm starving. He's starving. He needs to get his hair cut. But yeah, again, last time, thanks for listening. If you have, let us know if you enjoyed it, and maybe we'll do another one if you have. Right, cheers.
Bye.
See you later. Down. I hear you breathing down.
doesn't taste, motherfucker!